What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, just a small announcement. On June 29th, we are going to have a live recording and meetup for fans of That Story Show and Red School Bus. It will be at the Melvin Theater in St. Louis, Missouri on June 29th. It's a Saturday. It'll be a day of fun, friends, conversations, giveaways, snacks, and live recordings of two of your favorite shows. I hope you'll come. All I need you to do is register and let me know you're coming. Go to nlcast.com and click on the register now link so we'll know how many people to prepare for. John Steinklauber will be there, possibly my brother, Jenna and I, my family, and all of you. It's going to be a lot of fun. The name of the event and the time will be announced. But for now, it's June 29th. Hope you can make it.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
Hey, this episode is brought to you by you because That Story Show is listener supported. Join the community today at patreon.com/thatstoryshow.
Hey, this is Austin.
This is Corbin.
This is Tripp.
And we are the Noobs and the Whovian, and you're listening to That Story Show.
Hey! This is That Story Show, people.
Hey, loser! What's she?
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I flew to this lady's house. I left her some guano.
Hey, podcast people. This is That Story Show where we're sharing hilarious real-life stories and inviting you to do the same. This is episode 296 on the way to 300, people. I'm your host. My name is James Kinnison, and my good friend is here.
Yes, my name is John, and my favorite part of Endgame was when Captain Kirk
came down and beat up.
Oh, sorry.
Star Trek is in there, you spoiler!
Oh, I am so sorry. Man.
You really scared me to death.
I haven't seen it yet, so anything okay. I say is complete coincidence. But I do believe that Harry Potter does show up as well.
Oh, gosh.
And he gets turned into dust.
Oh, no.
Lord Dumbledore has something to do with Voldemort in the middle of the TARDIS.
Just stop. You might be accidentally spoiling it. I had to go see Captain Marvel with my son before Endgame. Yeah? So we got that out of the way last weekend. And so I know we're 2 weeks out and I don't know what the spoiler alert rating, you know, or time zone or limit is, but I still need people to hold off for just a little longer. Yeah.
I've been avoiding social media and stuff like that.
I was the same way with Passion of the Christ. I would not let anyone tell me how it ended. So.
Serious?
No.
Well, they might have thrown a surprise in there. It could have been a twist.
Ta-da!
Jesus rose on the fourth day. And Judas never died.
Just jumped off the cross. Ta-da! Just psych.
This is too much. I'm destroying the world.
Oh, man. Hey, before we do our opening story, I just want to give a shout out to the NLCast baby, who Alita is her mother. and I don't want to use the baby's name on air because she's the NL Cast baby, but she had her first haircut at 5 years old today.
Man.
And I saw pictures on Facebook, and it was, she's so dang cute. She's cutest kid ever. She's even cuter than my kid was at that age. And that's saying a lot because Jenna was super cute. And so, Alita said that she's probably needs an upgrade from the NL Cast baby to the NL Cast kid. And since I said, how about podcast kid? Cause the podcast kid grew up on me. So I'm going to start calling the NL Cast baby the podcast kid.
Podcast kid.
She's a result of a podcast. So,
because your podcast kid is not a kid anymore. No. So, I mean, you can,
she's Jenna,
bequeath that title to a new generation.
Yes. Just passing it on down. So, we always, 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 always start with an opening story. And this one's called The Naughty Knot. I grew up in a Christian church when I was 7 and I got bored. I would entertain myself with playing with my hands and seeing how long I could hold my breath. See, I always played with the offering envelopes.
Yeah.
And tore them open. The and made
little paper airplanes out of them.
Drawing picture out of them. I could draw on the clear side, you know. But yeah, paper airplanes, whatever. Anyway, on one such occasion, I started playing with my shoelaces. I wanted to see how tight I could tie my shoes. So I started with just one shoe, and I weaved the laces through and through because this wasn't something simple like redoing lace over and over. This was using one side of the lace to its max length. I don't know what he's talking about there, but I can just imagine that he's trying to get the shoes as tight as he can and get as much slack in the line as possible.
Yeah, so like pulling it super tight on his foot?
Yeah, yeah, just being 7, just doing that. For no reason whatsoever.
It's tight.
So after my Mission Impossible-ing my shoelaces apart, I wanted to take it to the next level. So I tried next tying level. Both shoes together. This time I had way more lace to work with. So I spent a good 10 minutes knotting my shoes together. Yep. The first half of the service ended, which meant it was time to go to Sunday school, which was in a building across the parking lot. The only thing was, guess what? I was still stuck with my shoes tied together like a dork with the most intricately tied knot bundle you've ever seen. As members young and old got up to leave for Sunday school, I frantically asked my mom to help me untie my shoes. She was, mom is the savior, man. She's the one.
Yes, she is.
You know? You'll go to her before you go to your dad because your dad is probably maybe a little more capable. Like he might have a pocket knife and some extra laces on him.
Yeah. You know?
But he's going to get really mad at you at the same time.
He's going to be like, you know what? We can't take these shoes off your feet, so we're just going to have to cut your feet off, kid. Good
exactly.
job with the laces.
Exactly. That's the kind of stuff dads say. Moms never do that. So I don't blame him. She was unsuccessful, though. She told me to go to Sunday school anyway with my shoelaces tied. I could only take minuscule steps. All the kids had left by then, so the judgmental adults stared at me while I moved my tiny legs insanely fast, taking a long series of 3-inch steps toward the door. Yeah, like Tweety Bird walking fast or something. I got outside and I saw no one out there. The second half of the service must have started already. Because no one was there to see my 7-year-old self, I began bunny hopping across the parking lot trying to make up for lost time. it's great
until
totally
you trip. I can
totally
see this happening.
Yeah, it's so visual. I can only imagine what people thought as they drove past. Well, I made it to the door, which was mostly see-through, and I was back to doing baby steps against my will to avoid embarrassment. There's only one itty bitty detail. My class, praise the Lord, was in a room behind the big kids class. So all the big kids stared at me as I opened the door and I tried to think about how to get past them with looking as least stupid as possible. So baby steps don't look as silly as bunny hopping, I'm thinking, but bunny hopping covers more ground. I was in a debacle.
at 7. So I went with baby steps, of course. I inched my way across the class with the big kids on one side of me continuing to stare in confusion why this idiot kid was moving 1 foot per minute. The teacher was on the other side trying to continue the lesson. I made it. Such a great story. I made it to the dead center of the room in what felt like 5 minutes, and I realized that maybe I was going too slow. I can't look silly, but I'm super late, my brain thought. So after a few minutes of standing there, I decided to crouch down like a freaking ape, and I used my hands and swung my legs to continue my journey. After 5 seconds of doing that, I realized my horrible mistake, because I wasn't going any faster, and I looked 3 times stupider. So I just sprang up and jumped my way, boing, 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 to the class with my feet stuck together like some sort of demented penguin, with the entire class laughing at my springy shame. I'm still bunny hopping to this day. Thanks for the show. Signed, I'm hungry.
Oh, my gosh. That's so good. Man, I got tears in my eyes because I'm trying not to laugh like a fool. But I can totally relate with that. I think that's what makes it so funny, because I would have that conundrum. I'm like, I would be that kid with tiny shoes together.
Well, you're not paying attention. You're in the middle of whatever you're doing, and you're not timing things according to real time. And so you could be right dead set in the middle of your little, you know, action there. And real life is moving along. I've had it happen to me more than once. I was so enthralled with a book one time in elementary school. I was reading this book that the entire class had gotten up and lined up and been told to stand in line, told to be quiet, all this stuff. And then she turns and looks at me and hollers at me and says, "James." And I finally woke up from the book. I was so into the book that I was just not even in the world anymore. And I think that's what happens when you're 7 and 8 years old. You're just
or
like
16.
I've got to tie my shoes together as tight as I can. This is imperative to save me from boredom. And then suddenly your real life catches up with you, and you have to live with the consequences. And seven year olds have to do what they do. And if
boy, that challenge,
if they have to, I just love that he tried the gorilla walk. Yeah.
The gorilla walk, yeah, and he's not getting any further. And he's, I'm just going to bounce out of here.
They're scooting along like Eddie Murphy in Trading Places on a, remember that?
Yeah, on a little skateboard.
Yeah, on a little tray. Yeah, it's not going to work.
It's a miracle.
Oh, man. I don't know. It's time for some weekly rewind. Rewinding. All righty. John, I want you to go first, because mine is dumb.
Oh, well, we know what all happened the last time you had a dumb one. It became a meme. A meme. So.
Okay.
Which kind of ties into my story today.
Oh, sweet.
Not that it'll become a meme, but it's been a crazy week. Let me just say that. But I'm sure everybody around the world is like that, because we've got end of year. You know, this school year is wrapping up
really fast. Yes.
And constantly putting out little fires and stuff. And I'm moving into yet another realm of responsibility with my job. So one of that part is doing IT stuff again. And so I got a call from one of the guys that works in the after school program, and he said, "Hey, I can't get on the Wi-Fi, and then this is working." I was like, "All right, I'm trying to set up for a, you know, practice that's going on, but I'll help you out." So I went up there, and I'm looking at the Wi-Fi signals, and I'm, you know, he's not connecting, but I don't know what it was, but there was this interesting Wi-Fi SSID that was showing up under his list there, and I don't know where it was coming from. The only thing I can imagine is that, you know, we have different cars that'll come back around through. We have like a car line at the school.
Okay.
And so there'll be people just kind of sitting in their car waiting to pick up their kids. And so they might have like their hotspot on.
Okay.
But anyways, there's this Wi-Fi, and it See, this is how your work has affected me here. The Wi-Fi's name is Lemons. It's somebody's first name and last name Lemons, I guess. So like Joe Lemons. And I'm like, I wonder if he's got a kid that he named Lemon. Lemonsman. And so it stuck in there. So Lemons Wi-Fi. I don't know.
That's
there it was. But it struck me funny today. Probably not as funny now as it was then. I guess you had to be there.
No, I was there.
Lemons.
It might have been a listener, you know?
You know what? If that would be really awesome.
Wouldn't that be so cool if you were just doing the same thing? Hey, you know what? Let's just do that. All right, so John goes up to fix Mr. Man's Wi-Fi, and he goes through there, and sure enough, there's a SSID that says Lemons, and he runs out to Carline, and he says, Lemons! And a dude jumps out of his car and says, John, is that you? Yes, it's me! And they ran toward each other and caught each other in the air, and somehow or another, each of them managed to lift the other one up and spin them around at the same time, so they were levitating off the ground.
Wow.
It was a miracle, and it was all because of my meme, Lemons. So
yeah. That would be so rad.
So there you go. That's your retelling.
I like that. That's a great retelling. All that's right. Way better than it happened in real life. So
all right, it's my turn.
All right, dude.
I got to get ready for it here. I wrote a song this week.
Oh man, that's good.
All right, here we go. It's a nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny, and a nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny, a nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny. That's a lot of cash. It's a nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny, and a nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny, and a nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny. That's a lot of cash. One more time. It's a nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny, and a nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny, and a nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny. That's a lot of cash. Now it's stuck in your head forever.
I just keep thinking 41 cents, right?
Yeah. It's a lot of cash, man.
That is a lot of cash.
Nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny, and a nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny, and a nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny. Take it home, John.
That's a lot of cash.
Yeah.
I don't know why I channeled my inner Jack Nicholson
there. I don't know, but that's fine. I'm glad he was here. Glad he could help us out.
I'm glad I could help you out too, Jay.
Thanks, nice. Man. Just don't kill me, because I just watched a movie where you killed a lot of people. So
I can't. He's all forever the Joker to me.
Yes.
I try to picture him, and that in the bucket list. But you know.
Oh yeah.
But the Joker. The Joker. That's where he is.
Yeah, I saw a picture the other day on Facebook of somebody handing him a picture of Heath Ledger as the Joker and asking him to sign it. And the look he gave this guy, the moment they captured, it was like, I'll be surprised if that person can see anymore. Cause he was shooting daggers through his eyes, dude.
Wow.
Anyway,
you gotta love it.
I'm going to do a featured story now.
Let me tell y'all a story.
But first, there's a nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny, and a nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny.
A nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny.
That's a lot of cash.
That's a lot of cash. Man.
Yeah.
That should be a song or something.
It should be. It should be a good preschool song.
I appreciate you doing that to my brain, because, you know, I will be doing that. And then it'll be followed up with some Lemons.
My
somewhere.
Kids today, I was singing it in the car in preparation, and they're, you know, back in the house, and they've been there for 15 minutes or so. And my daughter just looks at me, why did you do this to me? I hate you. So she's like,
the loving father.
Yeah.
I I implanted a song into a bunch of kindergartners' heads today. I played Hamster on a Piano before I did chapel.
Oh, yeah.
And I walked by the bathroom. There's a little kid in there singing, Hamster on a Piano.
Kindergartner on the toilet. Singing the song. Oh, great. Well, anyway, our featured story today is my story. And it was going to be my weekly update, but I decided
to sing a song instead.
To sing a song and stupid song instead that I made up. See, people wonder, my family, my wife even, she said, why do you do this to us? And I'm like, this is what happens to my brain. I have to live this. And so I want to share it just to let off some of the steam, you know?
You got
to
do it.
My brain's going crazy all the time with this crap. So anyway, that's where Nickel and Dime and Quarter and Penny came from. It just came from my brain. So
definitely.
Sorry,
Nickel and Dime.
It's like it's like a virus going out from my lips to your brain. Anyway, my feature story is called Mustache Lady. And it's not what you think. It's not what you think. My wife and I, we go on dates pretty much every Wednesday. My kids have youth group. And so we sneak out. And we go to Olive Garden.
You're one of those parents that drop the kids off at church and then leave.
That is correct.
Do they have adult service programs?
They do. I have served my term as a children's pastor. I have paid my dues. I have no guilt whatsoever. and they like having the kids there. They just want numbers. So they're small enough to where we're doing them a favor. So anyway, we sneak off to Olive Garden. We split the chicken and shrimp carbonara. And oh my gosh, if you haven't had that, you need to. It's $20 for a plate of it. But if you split it, it's $10 a person. And they only give you one salad and one bowl of breadsticks. But my gosh, it's so good. And they give you so much chicken and so much shrimp. And the sauce. Whoa. Ask for a little bit of the sauce on the side. You will thank me. You will thank me.
I'm thanking you now, but I'm still hungry.
My mouth is
watering. I just got a question.
Yes.
When you order that, do you like just pretend like one of you is not going to eat?
No,
or do you say, hey, we're splitting it.
Yeah. And they'll say, do you want us to split it in the kitchen? And I'm like, now it sounds like you're talking about pooping or farting or something. You know, you want us to split it in the kitchen? I want you to split them as far away from me as possible, sir.
We're going
to
grate some cheese on it for you.
Yeah.
Shred some cheese. Sorry.
I'm going to split my cheeks with some air. Anyway. So we're sitting there at the table and we're minding our own business. And this lady at a bar high table gets up, goes past us to the bathroom. I think nothing of it. I only think of it later because she came back. So, anyway, we're talking and I don't even remember what we're talking about, but it's something deep and something, you know, couples talk about when the kids aren't around. And my wife is deep in thought because she has placed her hand kind of like she's leaning on her elbow and she has her chin kind of up against the pad of her thumb. And her fingers are across her mouth, okay? Except her first finger is over, under her nose, but over her upper lip, you know? And the rest of her fingers are kind of just over her chin. So you can still see her mouth and she can still talk, but she's just kind of posed like that. I mean, it's just a normal, casual kind of pose. Well, the mustache lady comes back from the bathroom. And as she passes our table, she stops, she gets our attention, she looks at both of us and says, are you enjoying her mustache? And my wife immediately pulls her hand down and I'm looking at my wife and I don't see a mustache, I see shadows. My mind is trying to make sense of this. I've been in this situation before. When I was on the phone one time with someone who was legitimately crazy, I was a POD, I was a pastor on duty, and it was my job to take every call. And she was talking, and she was using English words, but the words combinations that she put together made no sense. She would talk about God and angels, and she would say, like, I was caught up in the affinity of of the oh, how did she put it? Oh, I used to remember exactly, but that she would say like, yeah, like that, like I was caught up in the affinity of the angels and the in rapture, and she would say stuff, and it was so close to something that seemed like it should make sense that your brain makes you feel like you're crazy.
Right, right.
And so
it's very uncanny.
We're in that zone. We're both looking at each other and looking up at her for, and it only lasted a second and a half, but I'm racing through possibilities. Like, what is this lady's deal? Obviously she's trying to make a joke. Does my wife have a mustache? And if she does, how rude is that? Is it because of the shadows that are falling on her face? Is it because her hand was over her face? I don't know, but I don't know if she felt stupid, or she realized that she was really had really made a bad joke, because a woman's mustache is not something to make fun of, you know, or if she just simply switched channels on her crazy meter, because she just immediately looked away and walked back not too far from us, mind you, to the bar high table and sat down with her son and had a dinner. And we never heard a different thing about it. And me and Jen are left there going, okay, what the heck was that? Jen's like, do I have a mustache? I'm like, no, you don't have a freaking mustache. That lady's crazy. She's insane. I mean, we're still trying to rationalize. Well, she was obviously trying to be funny randomly.
About
a mustache, and she must have looked at my wife's hand. That's the only thing I can think of that makes any sense, is her finger went over the thing, and I don't know. Maybe she's a fan of the show and she was just trying to get on the show. That's the only other thing that makes sense.
No, she's got her own show, and what she's telling the story right now, she's like,
weekly updates.
I was in Olive Garden the other day and I saw this couple and I just stopped and I said, are you enjoying your mustache? And I just walked away. I just walked. And that's how I left it. And they were like, so confused.
Oh gosh. Yes. Please subscribe and like, and comment and share. Yeah.
Next week, I'm going to make fart noises in the middle of Walmart with a straw.
She might've been making, I think she was a fan of the show, trying to get on the show. Well, you made it, mustache lady.
You did it.
You did it. You crazy person, you.
I don't know, man. I don't know what I would do if that happened to me.
Oh,
I mean,
did I?
Because I mishear things anyways. I'd be like, what?
I told a couple weeks ago, you may not have been here. I talked about the guy that I talked to at the YMCA that was talking about garlic perfume and abstract art. Did I talk about this on the show?
Not with me, and I don't think it was with Luke Kirk either.
Okay,
I don't remember hearing.
Well,
that.
I was at the Y, and I was working out, and this guy comes up to me, and he just starts to say stuff, and he I can't even remember what all he said to get started, but he's like, "Have you seen the abstract art around here?" and I'm like, "No." Yeah, it's on people's shirts under their arms, and it spreads across their chests.
Oh,
it's abstract art. And I'm like, okay, ha. And he's like, well, at least you're proof that not everybody here is mean. And I'm thinking, that's because everybody else immediately said, go away, crazy man.
Oh man. See, that's going to be me. My filter is breaking down the older I get, and I just say random junk, and like, that's probably going to be me one day. And people are like, what is this guy talking about?
Well, he kept going. He's like, yeah. And we have this garlic perfume that you might smell. Everybody seems to be wearing it. And, perfume. He says,
yeah.
And then he pauses for a while. He does some other stuff, and I'm still there. And so he comes back, and he's like, there's some guy on his phone. And he's like, they used to stop people from using their phone. Oh, that's the first thing he said to me, actually. I remember now. He came up to me, and he's using his thumbs like he's typing on, you know, like a T9 thing going on there on his old flip phone, but it's invisible. And he goes, this is the best workout you can get at the Y. Is this one right here. It works those major muscles. And I didn't know where he was coming from until he came back three times later and complained about the guy that was on his cell phone. And that's because he's like, yo, they used to be pretty tight about it. Now I guess you can just do whatever you want. And I'm like, do you realize that you're standing there and you're judging people at the Y? You judge people. He even said that some people have art on their butts.
And
that's the worst kind of the most creative kind of art. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy. And
wow,
he's describing people who sweat too much, who stink, who are on their phones. And I'm wanting to say, sir, do you realize that you are making fun of types of people at the gym, but yet you are a type of person at the gym?
The random talked about anything guy who walks up to you and oh man,
he's a crazy person. So I just must attract these people. I maybe I just have a face that says, say something stupid to me and I will be nice to you. Because
I know you do have, you have a shirt that says that, because on the other side of the shirt it says you're going to use it on your show.
Oh yeah, that's the only thing that saves me is I'm like, this is happening right
this,
now.
This is great material for the show.
Because I was really upset about Mustache Lady. I wanted to go over there and follow up and be like, what did you mean by that? Because you really offended my wife. But then immediately I just, this thing washed over my face. I'm like, where's my phone? And my wife goes, you just got your weekly update, didn't you? I'm like, yes, I need to write it down.
Yes, I did. It's even better than that. It's a weekly story.
It's going to be a freaking featured story.
So. Then I'm going to throw that YMCA guy in there. Maybe they're a couple. Wouldn't that be something?
I just think I attract them. I think I have a face that says, talk stupid to me, baby. You know, I don't know.
Oh, there's your next t-shirt.
talk stupid to me.
Man, you know what? Maybe I should get a shirt that says that so I can have weekly update material. I'll wear it out in public.
All right. I'll put a shirt out on Teespring at nlcast.com/store that says, talk stupid to me. And we'll see if anybody buys one.
And they can be our, like, our on-site reporter. So they can send in all these great stories. Okay, this is your new job. You got to buy the t-shirt and then...
Well, crazier things have happened.
Call in, yeah.
Crazier things have happened. You remember the bat shirt that I wore that started a thing?
Oh, yeah.
And now bats, you know, have become... Your meme was the turn into a bat and flew away. Yeah. But it was based on... it was based on my... weekly update that was because this lady loved bats and I was wearing a bat shirt.
The Target lady.
Yeah So
brown bat flew into my house once. It wasn't that great.
It wasn't so fine. So anyway, talk crazy to me. let's do some listener stories. All right, this one's called Freaky Flight from Colin Lazley from Fairbanks, Alaska. Mm-hmm.
Way up there.
Yeah. This happened 5 years ago between my junior and senior years of high school. I was 16 and I was doing my training for my pilot's license. That's crazy.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's like a driver's license in Alaska because everybody, you got to fly to get anywhere.
He did say that the story took place in California, but you're not wrong. I mean, he's probably very glad he can fly now. Maybe he was planning on moving to Alaska. So, but 16 and getting your flyer's license, that's crazy. That's awesome.
That's pretty awesome. That's awesome. Kudos, Colin.
My flight instructor was a rough, gruff guy who smoked like a chimney and swore like a sailor, which was in stark contrast to my thin baby face self that had to sit on cushions just to see over the airplane's instrument panel. Even though I liked him, I found him so intimidating that I was careful when making comments or asking questions unless I was sure I really needed to. So one summer night, we were practicing night flying. This flight was going to be a minimum of 3 hours long, and it involved flying all around Southern California. About halfway through, we stopped at a busy Los Angeles airport and were waiting for takeoff clearance. Since it was warm outside, we popped open the windows in the cockpit to get some much-needed air. About a minute after taking off, I thought I heard a popping sound coming from the engine. I kept a close watch on it, but I didn't say anything right away because I was scared. Another minute later, the noise became constant and it had become quite a bit louder. And I finally asked my instructor, "Do you hear that crackling sound?" And he stopped and he listened for a second. And just as he was about to respond, we both got the answer. Since it was night, we didn't see that we were headed directly into a huge storm cloud. The crackling noise was actually the sound of raindrops, big fat raindrops, hitting the windshield and the nose at high speed. Suddenly, yikes. A deluge of rain streamed into the cockpit through our still open windows. We scrambled to shut the windows while trying to shield our charts and electrical instruments and equipment with our bodies, all while trying to keep the plane level. After everything was watertight, only then did my instructor turn to me and say quietly, "I think it might be rain." Cue my nervous laugh. Needless to say, can I have another cushion? These are wet. I just beat them. Needless to say, in spite of the heat, the windows stayed closed for the rest of the flight, even after we climbed above the clouds. Thanks for reading it, Colin Lasley. From Fairbanks, Alaska. Good story.
That's awesome. That's a great story. Man, there's some really golden gems here tonight.
Yes. It's a good show.
It's a great show. I'm enjoying it.
Glad to be a part of it.
Yeah. I get to read a story now, too.
Yes. Go for it.
All right. Well, this one's from Mike Girl.
He's a girl.
Mike. I apologize. I butchered your last name, but I know how you feel because people do it to my last name all the time. This is titled Close Call. When I first started in the working world, I would occasionally ride my bike to work during the summer. That I don't think is a great idea because you get really hot in the summer and riding your bike. Well, I used to work with
maybe he doesn't live in the South.
Great point. I hope for the sake of this story, I don't know where Mike lives, but yes, he does not. He lives in a cooler climate where riding your bike in the summer is actually a great idea.
Yeah, when the moisture would get wicked away from you instead of, you know, embedded into you.
Right. Well, work was a long way off, so I would need to start pretty early when it was still a bit dark. I was pedaling along and not really paying much attention to things, but did notice a black shape crossing the road in front of me, so I stopped pedaling and coasted until I was about 20 feet from it. Realizing that it, quote unquote, was a skunk, I quickly stopped. The skunk stopped too turned to face me, but just stood there not moving for a few seconds.
It was thinking about your mustache. No.
Yeah, this is what I'm seeing. They're facing each other off here. He stopped. And so then to my horror, it started running towards me, tail high and little feet stamping like that little boy who tied his shoes together. I don't know if that was a boy or a girl because the name I'm hungry didn't. But anyways, little feet were stamping. I never got off the bike so fast in my life. I just took off running away from the fuzzy little stink bomb. I glanced back and saw that it had reached the bike but wasn't chasing me anymore. So I waited and it eventually went on its way and I on mine. The whole way to work, I was giving thanks that the disaster of getting potential sprayage didn't happen. I worked in an office environment at the time, so I'm sure I would have been given a week's mandatory vacation. You know what? That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. spray a little
getting sprayed by
parfum on you and
yeah
a little musk,
a little garlic perfume, and you know, put some abstract art on my shirt
and my butt. I just love that he was giving thanks, and I like to pretend that he was giving thanks to a saint, and I want to know, what saint do you think when you don't get sprayed by a skunk? So
I know that saint. It's Saint Bar-Josephus.
Really?
Yeah, he's the patron saint of skunk stinkage. and sprayage. I mean, sorry, potential sprayage.
Oh, well, maybe somebody. Are you talking stupid to me? Because I feel like you are.
No, Satan Barge. I forgot what his name was again already.
Is it really? I'm going to Google this crap. Is there a freaking patron saint of skunks?
No, I can't think there would be, but I would love to know what Google tells you.
Let me see what it says. Who's the patron saint of plumbers? No.
Hey, Google, who's the patron saint of skunks? She doesn't know.
Yeah. Sorry. It's I'm not getting anything. I don't know. Maybe somebody can help us out.
It doesn't exist.
That's true. This is our middle school drama for the day.
Dang it. Move out of the way, stupid.
Yellow James and John, the more goo girl, is back again with another story. It's a short one, but here you go. Yeah, just for those that don't know, she calls herself the more goo girl because her first story was about a morgue and she didn't know how to pronounce
it. Say it, yeah. Morgue?
Morgue?
Is that French? I'm not sure.
For some background, French? I live in Fresno, California. Number one, it's spring. So that means my eyes and nose get incredibly itchy. Number two, living in a lovely valley means it's hotter than snot here. Therefore, both my eyes and nose are dry. One day was especially bad to the point that I was constantly rubbing my eyes. I go running to my loving and resourceful mother and say, I need some eye fluid. And she promptly started laughing as I stood there mentally doing face palms in embarrassment. She handed me the eye drops, not eye fluid. Thank heavens. I know I'll be hearing about that one for the rest of my life. Thank you. And may Howard bless you. Katie Smith, the more goo girl. Good reference there.
That is an awesome reference, man. I totally forgot about that. Howard. Thank Howard. That's awesome. She got some more goo for her drops, for her eyes. More goo drops.
More goo. I need some eye more fluid. More goo
eye fluid.
Just a big bottle of it from the corner store. Just top me off. I've got a little lid on my head that you pour it into. Yeah, I'm bad about that. I don't actually ever say what I actually mean to say these days. And my wife has gotten amazing at translating what I'm talking about. So I can't even think of an example, but I will say something like, I want a snackwich and I want it to be seashells and raspberries. And she'll be like, okay, you want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm like, that's exactly what I said.
Strawbizarre.
Yeah.
I want some strawbizarre on there. Okay, that's Nutella, right?
I do have a thing I do with her that she hates, though. I mean, my kids hate it, too, but they all laugh. So I keep doing it, and I'll talk, and I'll say something that makes no sense, but I'll say it in a certain way. And so they think they've misheard me, and then I'll say it again. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to give you an example, but I'll be like, they'll be like, what'd you do today, Dad? And I said, I just drove a 7th Zone. And they'll be like, what? And I drove a 7th Zone. And they're like, are you saying Jehovah Witness some? And I'm like, no, Jehovah's Wizza some. And Wizza some. And I'm like, no, I'm saying swizzasum. You're saying swizzasum. And they're just going on and on.
You're messing with their brains,
these
man.
These days, I don't get very far because they're like, you're doing the thing again. I hate you.
You got to come up with some new words, Dad.
But yeah, I still get it in there every now and then. Like, especially if there's a response that's expected. Like, how was your day? Oh, it's fine. I'll just be like, they'll say, how was your day? Oh, it's brilliant. And they're like, what?
What?
I said, blah.
And what happened?
I
heard what?
I'm speaking clearly, John. I said, I said, blah. And they'll think they're wrong. They think they're wrong. And then that knowing look washes over their face. Like he got me again. My wife, my kids, they're going to eventually just kick me out of the house.
Yeah.
So.
And they're going to say something really weird while they're doing it. I hope you have a nice goulash war.
Maybe it's karma. Maybe because I say stupid things, people have to say stupid things to me. You know, dude, what you put yeah. out, you what seeds you sow is what you grow, you know?
What is that? Yeah, reciprocity. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
What goes around comes around.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's my fault.
Anyway, good job.
So, yeah, read us a story, John.
All right, I got one. It looks great here. It comes to us from Ed Holmes from Ingleside, Illinois.
Stalkers! Shout out to Ingleside. What?
Yeah. Which side is that?
I have no idea.
Ingleside? Is that the side with the... Is that
it's the
opposite the hypotenuse of it, the...
Well, I know on the other side, they don't have an ingle.
Okay.
So it's,
so there's an ingle and the non-ingle side.
There's an ingle side and a non-ingle side. Dad joke of the week.
There we go. This is titled Inside Out. Hey, James and John. Early on a Saturday morning, I rolled my 15-year-old daughter out of bed to take her to get her learner's permit. Best day of the year, of a 15-year-old, that is.
Oh, yeah. Unless you've never driven learners? Before, like me. Man. I had never driven.
Wait, you hadn't?
I had never driven, and I passed the written exam. And they put me in a car. I've talked about this on the show a long time ago. They put me in a car with a state trooper and put me out on Brunswick Highway. And I froze. I was in the fast lane. And I was doing like no miles an hour. And the cop was freaking out. Pull over. I've never driven before. Pull over.
What? You went, you had your learner's permit but never got to drive?
Yes. I never had a learner's permit. I went straight through to 16, having never driven, and she took me to the place and put me in a car with a full-grown man who had a life and a wife and kids, I'm sure, and a life that he wanted to live. And she put us all at risk.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
Was she in the car, too?
No, of course not.
I'm going to get rid of him.
Like, I ain't that stupid. So my mama didn't raise no fool.
So, oh my gosh. Anyway. Okay. Well, the happiest life for most
people. Yeah.
But not James. Sorry.
I was scarred for life.
I was so excited to get my learner's permit. I mean, I was counting down the days, and as my son is now. He's got a job before he's even got a learner's permit. That's crazy. Anywho, got his daughter out of bed to get her learner's permit. I then had to remind the groggy teen to brush her hair and comb her teeth. Brush her hair. Hey, don't judge. It was early for me as well. We got to the DMV to find a line out the door and halfway down the block.
Yep.
While waiting in the line, I love the DMV. It's like my favorite place to go. That's where I really practice my my salvation.
The fruits of the spirit. Yeah.
The fruits of the spirit are so strong at the DMV. Mm. Yes. In any government line, glory. That's true.
Yeah.
While waiting in line, my daughter realizes that she has her pants on inside out.
That's so bad. Because I have a daughter who's 14, and she would just literally die.
Yeah.
Literally just fall on the ground dead if she looked down and noticed her pants were on inside out.
Wait a second. How do you discover that? Like, do you like start to go put your hands in your pocket?
And you just feel this flap?
Wait a second. What's going on? Oh, can you imagine the feeling that you would get in your gut? You're like, all of a sudden, I'm out in public. My pants.
This is a dream. This has got to be a dream.
Well, at least they were on, right?
Yeah. I got to assume they didn't have a zipper, because if you zip those bad boys up from the inside, that's on you.
That's, yeah. Yeah. And she didn't put anything in her pockets that morning, so. Well, much like James, I began to laugh uncontrollably. Half an hour later, we finally made it into the information counter where she was so nervous that she forgot what the permit was called. We got our number and began the eternal process of waiting to be called. This is when she began to ask to go change her pants.
Daddy, do I have time to change?
No.
Can I please change my pants?
No.
Daddy, please.
Okay, but if they call your number and you're not here, we can't come back for a week. She was horrified and really embarrassed, but she made it clear that she didn't want to wait another week, no matter what. That's when I finally let her go change, because I knew that we still had an hour and a half to wait anyways.
Oh, boo, Dad.
Such, I don't know, man. I would have made her get her picture like that. I don't have any daughters.
No, so you don't. You love your daughters more than your sons. It's just the truth. You're more protective of them, and you would do anything, including dressing up as them to get the picture for the photo. if they needed you to.
You go to the bathroom, I'll go get your picture taken for you. I'll shave my face real quick. Ed says, love the show. Been with you guys since day one.
Wow.
Hey, that's true. How many stories has Ed Holden sit in? Is it?
A lot, I'm sure.
I wonder if he's related to Sherlock, because they got the same last name.
Sherlock Holmes. He sent in two. He
awesome.
Sent in two. One of them was back in 2012. He says, my 13-year-old son attends the adult Sunday school class with me. He's a very smart kid. Calculus, Greek and Latin. You get the picture. While listening to the pastors teach, I began to smell crayons. To my horror and embarrassment, he is carving on a huge crayon with a pair of scissors. I ask in my mad dad voice, what are you doing? To which he replies, I'm making a knife.
Is that how they speak in Ingleside?
I guess. Before I can reply, he smiles and says, broke ya. So
that's awesome.
That's the other story he sent in.
He's not 13 anymore. He's grown up and out of the house making his own crayon knives.
Making crayon shivs. Yeah. Maybe he's in prison. I don't know.
Oh, I hope not.
Well, he's making knives. I mean, that's where that comes in handy, is all I'm saying.
Well, every boy makes knives and guns out of everything.
Crayons?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. My son, James, he made some kind of gun robot arm out of a Pringles can.
Whoa.
It's pretty wicked looking, actually, but yeah.
You need to let your kids on devices more. It puts all that creativity to bed. It really does.
Here we go.
My kid has no hobbies, no interests. He can't read. All he can do is match three gems together, man. He is kidding, of course.
Oh, man. Dadgummit, you would have to say that. I'm playing this stupid game called Matchington Mansion.
That's what my wife is playing.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I need to be your friend because I keep running out of hearts. I don't have anybody to ask.
She's playing it nonstop. She mocks me for being a gamer, and she says gaming's stupid. She's the hardest core gamer I've ever seen in my life. Every spare minute where she's not cooking or cleaning or rubbing my shoulders or my feet or brushing my hair, she is on that thing. I'm telling you.
Man, I sit down and I start to play it, and the boys will come up and say, what are you doing? I just tell them I'm playing that stupid game.
Gotta buy some chairs for the dining room.
No. I'm almost done with the library.
Yeah, she told me the other day, she's like, they've moved out to the garden. I'm about done with this game.
So. Yeah, that's what I keep telling myself too, because I'll get on this really hard level and I can't beat it.
You guys got the stupid
bubbles that keep growing.
That's funny. All right, we got one more story. It's called Just Plain Sick. To James and John, how do you spell John? With or without the H? It's with an H. It's with the H. Thank you.
Is there any other way?
Yeah, there's John, J-O-N.
Oh, that's Joan. It's
John. Tom from Australia, by the way, on the Discord server. I have an embarrassing and funny story. 2 years ago, I debated for my school, and every third Thursday, we would go to another school and debate against another team. This one night, we were debating against another team. We had had butter chicken for dinner. Now, I didn't know what butter chicken was until tonight. And you butter say chicken. It is a spicy, curry-based Indian dish.
Yeah, it's like an Indian meal, yeah.
Okay.
Butter chicken.
It's supposed to be really good.
I like it.
I looked it up on
some naan and some rice.
I looked it up on Google Images, and it looks like something that I had just never heard of it. I thought it was an Australian thing because he's from Australia, but it's not. It's an Indian thing. Anyway, he says, I had butter chicken for dinner, and I felt sick, but my mom ignored it. She thought I was probably probably just nervous. And that was a huge mistake, as it turned out. Fast forward to when I'm standing up and speaking as the first affirmative team. Planes are better than trains was our topic.
That's a really deep subject.
Yeah. So he was supposed to be pro plane, I'm assuming. What actually happened must have sounded like this. Our topic today, and then I began to retch and finally threw up all over the table. Then I threw up some more.
Oh no.
And more. And someone else in the crowd began to retch. Yes. I don't know how that one worked out. He says he wasn't following that train. But one of the mums got a bin and only one third of it went in.
Oh.
Since I had buttered chicken for dinner, it was very creamy.
No.
Ah! I hate you, Tom.
Boom. It does have like a gravy kind of.
No. No. Don't tell me. I'm never going to eat it ever. After I had nothing.
I bet you Tom doesn't either.
After I had nothing left to vomit, I ran outside crying. Of course.
Oh, man.
Of course, you didn't get to say anything cool about planes.
Something was taken off. Yeah. That's all right.
The funniest bit of all, though, was that our second speaker after that said, although our teammate here obviously can't stand airplanes, we'd still like to make our case. Tom from Australia. Awesome. Oh man.
Is that Tom with an H or without?
Oh, I don't know. That would be Thom, I think.
Thom. Yes. Some people spell like Thomas.
Hey, if we used your story, we owe you a sticker. So email me your address, james@nlcast.com. Hey, do you have any stories? We're looking for bat stories. We want to do a theme show on bats in honor of the 10-year anniversary of John turning into a bat and flying away. So if you have any bat stories, send them in, and we'll try to do one as soon as humanly possible. That's it for us today, folks. Send your stories, email or audio, to thatstoryshow@gmail.com, or you can call them in at 2095-NL-CAST. ThatStoryShow.com is the website. You can follow us on Twitter at ThatStoryShow, or you can follow me at NLCast. Review us on iTunes. We love our reviewers. And if you want more great shows like this one, visit NLCast.com. Thanks to our patrons for your support, with special thanks to James Spangler, Jennifer Kennison, Eric Kube, Zane Estrada, Janusz Stresbeck. Stresbeck. I've been saying it wrong for all these years, and he finally corrected me. It's not Stresbeck, it's Stresbeck. And Carrie Wright as well. Become a patron today at patreon.com/thatstoryshow and get all kinds of cool perks and stuff. And remember, when something weird happens, something annoying, embarrassing, gross, or some lady comes and tells your wife that she really enjoys her mustache, remember, don't get stressed. Just think, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks, John.
Thanks, James.
A penny and a nickel and a dime and a quarter and a picky and a diddle and a dickle and a quarter and a nickel and a dime and a penny and a quarter and a nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny and a nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny and a nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny and a nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny and a nickel and a dime and a quarter and a penny.
Ooh.
Yeah, boy.
Word.
Hey, you see all that crazy modern art they got on their shirts?
It's on really their butts, too.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.